Few songs achieve the status of anthem, but this one has. Lift Every Voice and Sing has long been known as the Negro or Black National Anthem. It was written in 1900 by two brothers, James Weldon Johnson and Rosamund Johnson. As part of our ongoing series, Present at the Creation, David Person reports on the origins of the song and the men who wrote it.
Willie Ruff says every African American knows this song.
Great song.
Ruff is a musician and professor at the Yale School of Music. He says the heart of Lift Every Voice and Sing comes when it shifts from major to minor chords. Audiences, Ruff says, change right along with it, as if to brace themselves for challenges that lie ahead.
That gives audiences of black folk goosebumps now. I stand around and sing in the audience, and we come to that spot, everybody shift their posture. Chest goes out a little bit, you know, and there's determination in the set of the jaw and then the eyes and with that. There's body language accompanying that tonal shift from major to minor.
In 1900, James Weldon Johnson and his brother Rosamund were in their late 20s. James was working as a school principal and Rosamund as a music teacher in their hometown of Jacksonville, Florida. In February, James was asked to speak at a birthday celebration for Abraham Lincoln. Instead of speaking, he decided to write a poem, but then he didn't think he had enough time to write a poem. So he asked his brother to help him write a song. He described how he wrote the lyrics in his autobiography, read here by Julian Bond.
I got my first line, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Not a startling line, but I worked along grinding out the next five. When, near the end of the first stanza, there came to me the lines, Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. The spirit of the poem had taken hold of me. I finished the stanza and turned it over to Rosamund. In composing the two other stanzas, I did not use pen or paper. While my brother worked at his musical setting, I paced back and forth on the front porch, repeating the lines over and over to myself, going through all of the agony and ecstasy of creating. As I worked through the opening and middle lines of the last stanza, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, Thou who has brought us thus far on our way, Thou who has by Thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray.
After they finished the song, Rosamund Johnson immediately sent it to their New York publisher. Lift Every Voice and Sing was performed by a choir of 500 school children at the Lincoln birthday celebration. And then the Johnson brothers pretty much forgot about it. But the public couldn't forget about it. Children continued to sing it throughout the South and eventually all across the United States. Today, it's a regular part of repertoires of many performers. including Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage Choir.
And Stony the Road we trod, bitter the chastening rod,
felt in the days when
home.
After writing Lift Every Voice and Sing with his brother, James Weldon Johnson went on to write a novel, poetry, and plays. He wrote for newspapers and magazines. He served as a diplomat. And in 1920, he became the head of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. By then, Lift Every Voice and Sing was so popular, the NAACP made it the organization's official song. Current NAACP Chairman Julian Bond says the song still reflects the aims and hopes of the civil rights movement just as it did over 100 years ago.
My favorite line in the whole song is, "Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee." Now, the "thee" in that is God, but I think the "thee" in that is also, "lest we forget the struggle." Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget the struggle. So it's a call to action. It's a call to struggle. It's a mobilizing song. And it's sung, as I say, at the end of almost every NAACP meeting or at the beginning. And when people stand and sing it, you just feel a connectedness with all the others in the room and with all the others who've stood in countless rooms and churches and meeting halls and rallies and sad and happy meetings over the 100 years before.
James Weldon Johnson believed that, quote, "a nation can have but one anthem," and he didn't want his song to divide the races. He called Lift Every Voice and Sing the Negro National Hymn.
While I was singing the song, people were, they were feeling, because everything just kind of turned into church, you know, once we sang that song.
23-year-old gospel singer Kelly Williams says Lift Every Voice and Sing is both a hymn and an anthem.
Because I believe that once so many people relate to a song, like they have for this one, it becomes a part of their motivation for living and their motivation for going on and going higher. So I think it could be both. I think it is both, but it's definitely a prayer, definitely declaring what God has done.
A prayer that has been offered in many different settings, including classical, jazz, R&B, and even rap. For NPR News, I'm David Person.
To hear four different versions of the song and to see photos of the Johnson brothers, come to npr.org.